Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave, it's time to start the show. Are you ready to do this?
No, give me a few minutes.
Dave,
Just kidding. I'm ready to go.
Why don't you tell people out there where they can find out about the show?
Check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media.
Right?
And
that's
unseemlyquestions.gov.
Right. Unseemlyquestions.com. So let's get the show started. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We're going to have a great show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a great contestant on the show today. It is Rebecca Trent. Come on up, Rebecca Trent.
Ooh, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Not only that, we have a great studio audience. In the studio audience today is Shauna Lane and Jeffrey Joseph. Jeffrey Joseph, welcome.
Hi.
It's going to be a great time, great show. We've got a great contestant. So, Rebecca, I'm going to explain to you how the show works.
Okay.
Then we're going to get started with the show. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I will ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. At the end of the show, regardless of how many bells you get, you will get $5 if I feel like your appearance on the show is worth giving you $5.
All right.
So you could win $5, which is money. All right. Time for question number one. Question number one. Who's your favorite up-and-coming comedian?
Oh, my goodness. That's such an unfair question. There's so many fucking comics. Have you noticed how many comics there are in the world?
Yeah, there's like four or five.
Just one? I can only pick one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do what you want. You can answer the question any way you choose.
Right, but I know how this works.
But the question was, who's your favorite up-and-coming comedian? Answer any way you choose.
You know who I've been tripping on right now, like lately, and I really enjoy her, even though, her name is Rachel McCartney.
Okay.
And she does this really awesome stuff on Twitter that just makes me laugh so hard. And it's like, it's so hard for me to say.
Is it as clever as lip syncing Trump's words?
Well, I'm also a fan of Sarah Cooper, but I will say that Rachel McCartney is a writer's writer. She's killing it on Twitter right now. So I'm really enjoying watching her.
Would you care to paraphrase and ruin one of her jokes that's your favorite?
How about
I will say the bell is resting all on this response.
75% of Americans have said that they are going home for Thanksgiving. It turns out that clapping for the healthcare workers at 7 o'clock was actually just for an encore. Calling for an encore. I thought it was great. That was the one that happened today.
Very pithy.
Pithy. Ooh, that's a good word. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty pithy. You know what?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it kind of feels like a New Yorker cartoon.
She has that quality about her. I could see her working really well with an illustrator. She's got some really good one-liners and stuff.
Sounds like the New Yorker cartoon.
But, and then also Eagle Witt and Chenal Ali and Napoleon Emil and, you know, a bunch of other folks that I'm worried people aren't going to book as much. So they need to start getting on that, I hope.
Well, I'm going to say no bell on that question. And I'll tell you why. Two reasons, though. One... Uh-huh. Because you jammed in a whole bunch of other comedians at the end.
Yeah, I kind of ruined it for myself.
and two, because the joke that you chose didn't have any farts or poop in it.
We can still see you.
So no farts or poop.
No fart jokes. I get it. It's hard to get a bell without a fart joke with Victor.
It is sometimes. With me, yeah. I hope that wasn't some sort of like personal attack.
No, not at all. It's literally one of my favorite qualities about you is how much you enjoy farts.
It is time for question number two. Now, before We get to question number two. Would you tell people out there what you do?
That's a weird question right now, Mr. Varnado. I was the former owner of the Creek in the Cave, which announced its closure on the 12th of November. And I am currently back. There's a team of people downstairs right now as we speak, helping me box up 14 years worth of business and figure out what's going to happen with it. I'm giving a lot of stuff away and like trying to find like good homes for stuff and trying to sell some other stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm a professional yard saleswoman, I guess. And I also do producing on the side. Most recently I was executive producer for Bring Back Laughs, which was a project that was filmed in October that you will most likely be able to see on some major thing in the next amount of months.
That is true. That is an awesome thing. Bring Back Laughs. One of the performers of Bring Back Laughs, this guy.
Yeah, guys. That guy.
This guy.
Which guy?
This guy. Guy. All right. It is time for question number two. Question number two, what's the closest you've ever been to going to jail?
Ooh.
You mean without going to jail?
I don't know. You can answer
I've
it any way
to
you
jail.
Like. I know. So why don't you tell one of those stories?
All right. I went to Bonnaroo in 2008.
So basically, so you're on vacation.
Yeah, I was on my way to Bonnaroo in 2008 with a Australian boyfriend, and he had his two friends come with him, supposedly to help me drive. And we were driving an RV. I got over the hill. As we were heading down the hill, I started to pick up speed and I was riding my brakes, like pumping my brakes, and the cops pulled me over for suspicious driving.
Okay.
and you're
setting the stage. Your Australian boyfriend was, what kind of Australian was he? Was he like a tough outdoorsy Australian?
Or was he Crocodile Dundee or was
no.
he
like...
That's really what I'm getting at.
More like
I'm very
like
uncomfortable
a sort
with
of like
Australian
artsy musician kind of guy. Well, how about this for a stereotype, Jeffrey? He's an honest to God cult leader now.
Whoa.
So that's not really an Australian thing, is it?
I thought most Australians were.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows? So he wasn't like that at all. I would describe him as almost frail. Like he constantly had to stretch. He was always in pain. He was, you know, so,
all the time.
So he brought his friends with him. I was pumping the brakes, got pulled over. Oh, and they used the Patriot Act. So they were like, you know, we have to check for weapons of mass destruction.
They were having a good old time with you.
Because anthrax was considered a weapon of mass destruction at the time, it meant that they could look through your toiletries and stuff.
You mean the band?
Yes, the band Anthrax is on the list of weapons of mass destruction. That's a fact.
You do not have to respond to Dave. Just going on. You don't have to respond to him.
Fair.
Just letting you know.
You know, with all the bombs you've lived through at the Creek in the Cave, I think you'd be a little, you don't care about weapons with mass destruction.
That would be a fact.
Great pun, Jeffrey. Thank you.
I got
thanks a lot.
They had us wait outside while they went through the vehicle for 45 minutes. They had an extra set of cops show up with like the big flat hats. Uh-huh. And those guys brought in their training manual so that they could see if what we had was even drugs. And basically, I took the charge for my boyfriend's mushrooms. Ooh. And I was locked up and it cost so much money. They made all the New Yorkers who were arrested that day fly back on 9/11 the following year. My lawyer had everything thrown out. Mm-hmm. So not just my case, but the eight other cases, none of the other people offered to chip in for the lawyer at all. So I foot the entire bill for it. And he was like the most famous, like DUI, like he got DUIs rewritten, kind of like fancy fat cat lawyer. So expensive. It was one of the dumbest things I ever did. I should have never gone. I literally just went because Willie Nelson was there and I really wanted to see him perform. And by the time I got out of jail, I got there just in time to watch him do one song.
That's you know what? That's quite a story. I'm going to say Belle for that story. Yeah. Well, definitely. Hey,
I have a question, if that's allowed.
Okay, there's a question from the audience. Jeffrey, what's your question?
Oh, God. I could have just asked a question without you. Okay, Mr. Self-Branding. Was that back when the Creek in the Cave was a music club?
It was as it was transitioning. So one of the sticking points in my relationship at the time was that I was changing it over to comedy instead of it being music. And that wasn't his favorite idea. So we went, like, that was his birthday present that year, was to try and, like, you know, smooth over the feathers a little bit, pave the way for comedy, if you will. Wow. Which it did. I mean, we broke up a few months after that.
It was definitely worth the story. your boyfriend's stories they're always bittersweet.
They're your favorite. You love it when I tell them.
It is time for question number three. Question number three. What advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
Leave after the first lie.
Leave after the first lie. Wow. That's pretty profound. I think it's definitely
good advice.
Leave after the first
lie. That's a good one. Yeah.
I think that's one of our fastest bells ever.
That is.
Becca, I'm going to try to practice that starting during this show.
Oh no.
So if I hear a lie, I'm just off this show. That's so wise.
I don't know why you want to leave so bad. What we've been talking about is leaving the show.
It's time for question number four. Question number four. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the smartest thing you've ever done? Jeffrey's already giggling.
I'm going to say move to New York.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't feel like I ever felt like I belonged anywhere until I moved here. And that's something that military brat wise, it's not something that, like, I really had. And it's the only place I've ever wanted to live, you know? So I think that moving to New York was me sort of, like, stepping into my power for the first time.
Okay.
And it's something that I did on my own and, like, you know.
Well, that's cool. New York is a place where you blossomed.
Well, I would say, yeah, blossomed, wilted a little too, but blossomed.
New York is a place where your personality flower opened up to the world.
This is the only place where Victor. I've ever been able to. This is the only place I've ever
Eat,
been able
pray,
to
pray, run a game show.
Victor used to watch Blossom.
I hate the studio audience.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, this is the only place you've been able to what?
These guys are all a bunch of fart blossoms. No? I was going to say, I remember very distinctly being at Bridgetown and walking across the street and seeing somebody and yelling at them. And I can't remember why. They might've driven too closely to me. I can't remember what it was, but I called them a so loudly and immediately thereafter heard people gasping. And I was like, yeah, I really belong in New York. Like, I'm supposed to be in a place where that doesn't get noticed so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's either there or England.
London.
Yeah,
England.
Sure.
Everyone says
London.
It like it's nothing. Yeah.
London, but I'm arthritic. I can't take the cold. It's too much, London.
All right.
You can't take, New York gets colder than London.
It's 63 degrees outside right now.
Well, wait till February.
Yeah.
All right. So I will say Belle for that question.
Yay.
There you go. It's good stories. All right. It is time for question number six. All right. Question number six. Here it is. What's next for Rebecca Trent?
Oh, how dare you, Victor.
How dare you?
I don't have any way of answering that question. Immediately, I am trying to find a job, and I'm hoping that it is in something in production or in live shows, but there's no live shows. I have to figure out how to consolidate my debt and get it into like some sort of manageable payment plan. Mm-hmm. And I have to figure out how to like kind of, oh, this is so cheesy, but like I'm really heartbroken right now. So I kind of have to like, I kind of have to go like lick my wounds for a little while. You know what I mean? Like not in a way like where I'm like trying to wallow, but like I do genuinely like have to heal. Like I've been through a lot in the last
It's not your fault, you know.
Couple of weeks. Well, some of it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is
pandemic, you know.
Going through this and not protecting myself the way that I should have, like I feel like I've really let myself down, you know, more than anything. But you know, I'm also going through an awful lot in my personal life, and I think that trying to figure out how to balance all of these things that feel like they're on fire at the same time are kind of leaving me like in this state where I'm like completely stunned. So I haven't gotten through to, like, I haven't gotten really past the shock yet. So I'm still like waiting to see what I'm going to be like when this all settles in and my reality is like really looking at me, because right now it's still just in the infancy of how I'm feeling about it, you know? So yeah. And I also have to quit smoking cigarettes. That is something else I have to do like now.
Wow, Rebecca.
Victor, if you don't
know bell.
That bell,
no
bell.
I know.
Bell. No bell.
Oh, thank you.
No bell.
That's some
but
bull-
she deserves $5.
You're a monster. You
she deserves really $5 just for that.
Although I will say that was not question number six. I thought
although
that was
you will
six.
Say what?
That was not question number six. That was actually question number five. I skipped a That's question by mistake. Thought. So here is your actual question number six, okay?
Okay.
Actual question number six. Describe the qualities of your best friend.
Someone who rings the bell, maybe.
generous and supportive, but in a way that's honest. I would say impeccable work ethic and... somebody who goes out of their way to say yes to the people around them.
That's not a bad description. All right. Bell.
Yay.
That is... What is the problem there, Mr. Grouchy
Jeffrey,
Pants?
Jeffrey, why are you grumbling? Jeffrey?
No, he's right to be upset for not giving the bell for question number five.
Should be a retroactive bell. Am I right?
yeah. That was one of the meanest not giving a bells that's ever happened on this show. Yeah.
Sounds like somebody should
Victor
start his own show.
Was just trying to make me cry.
Or get his own bell, maybe. Can I get a bell? Can we order me a bell on Amazon?
Well, you have answered all six questions. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, will you tell people out there where they can find you?
Wandering the streets of Long Island City, trying to find a stage. And also, I'm on Instagram at Rebel Cave, REBELCAVE. And I don't know if I'm, like, there's a bunch of Creek accounts, but there's no reason to put those out there anymore, I guess.
And Bring Back Laughs. Check it out. All right.
Oh, yeah, Bring Back Laughs.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to decide whether or not you're going to get $5. What we always do is we canvass the room. So let's start here with Dave. What do you think? Should Rebecca get $5?
I think everyone is for Rebecca right now and against you, Victor. So my vote is yes. You know, maybe like Pennsylvania, there's going to be a recount and... we're just going to wait for the results.
It was very current. Good, Dave.
All right.
Good.
Okay. So Dave is saying yes to $5 for Rebecca. What do you think, Jeffrey? Should Rebecca get $5?
No, I don't think she should get $5. I think she could get $500.
Yes.
All right.
Do we have the budget for that?
The Oscar goes to. And Shauna, what do you think? Should Rebecca get $5?
100% yes. And a hug.
Oh.
A hug.
$5 and a hug.
Yeah. A COVID safe hug, but a hug.
In the hazmat suit.
And let's ask our producer, Rachel. What do you think, Rachel? Should Rebecca get $5?
Well, I think I needed to hear leave after the first lie. And so I'm going to say, yes, that is worth $5.
Oh, that's right. You're only 23. So that, like, her information
for
you.
Well, I could be useful to 23-year-olds. That's something.
That's actually, you're right at that age where you need to hear that. So there you go.
I wish someone had told me.
So it looks like most people want you to get $5, except for Jeffrey, who wants you to get $500. And so, Rebecca, what do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Or 500.
If the options are between 5 and 500, I'll take the 500.
Stop there.
What?
$500.
Unfortunately, the options are not, and I don't want to disappoint you by giving you $5. So no $5. Boop. Thank you for appearing on the show. You're a great contestant. Dave, what did you learn from this week's show?
That if we don't have $500 to give people, then maybe we're not doing it good. I don't know. Because that's what people want.
Poignant, Dave.
Yeah, that was eloquent.
Thank you. I practiced all times.
Check us out at unseemlyquestions.com and 6unseemly on all social media. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.